You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. New details emerge as the DoorDash driver accused of shooting and killing a tourist in Sheboygan Falls last week appeared in court. A $2 million cash bond was set Monday for 35-year-old Luis Cruz Burgos. Burgos is charged with first-degree reckless homicide for the shooting death of Canadian Giovanni Mike Robinson. Investigators say Robinson was a new father in town for a golf trip and out celebrating with friends last Wednesday. Investigators say Burgos was just finishing a DoorDash delivery when Robinson and his group approached him trying to get a ride back to their hotel. According to the criminal complaint, Robinson's group offered Burgos cash, but began to walk away after they say he wanted more money. Burgos says the men called him stupid and flipped him off, and then he drove away. Minutes later, Robinson was shot in the chest, with witnesses suggesting Burgos made a U-turn. Burgos denies having a gun. Family members say Robinson's wife gave birth to their first child just weeks ago, and his entire family was getting ready to celebrate his sister's wedding. Authorities confirmed Monday that Burgos is in the country legally.
We're learning new details about the ICE arrests in Manitowoc County last week. Authorities identified six of those arrested, calling them some of the worst of the worst. Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security Tricia McLaughlin says the arrests included those convicted of sexually assaulting a child, hit and run, DUI, identity theft, and possession of narcotic equipment. Immigrant advocacy groups have condemned the arrests, saying not all of those taken into custody have criminal records. They say it's reckless to group dairy farm workers trying to provide for their families with convicted criminals.
Appleton is one of two cities in Wisconsin that made the top 20 small cities in America list. The personal finance website WalletHub released its report yesterday, ranking more than 1,300 U.S. cities with populations between 25 and 100,000. Appleton was ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 9, and Brookfield near Milwaukee was second on the list. The group factors in things like housing costs, school system quality, crime rate, even restaurants per capita. Out of the 1,300 cities ranked, Isla Vista, California, just north of L.A., came in last, with the lowest median income and highest share of the population living in poverty. UW Green Bay is helping put new business owners on the fast track to success. The university announced a new partnership yesterday where entrepreneurs and local startup companies can get free coaching and other resources to help grow their business. The G-Beta UWGB program is a free 7-week no-equity accelerator program. Its aim is to provide startup founders with coaching and programming, as well as access to a large network of mentors, customers, and investors. Startups across Northeast Wisconsin and right here in Brown County are encouraged to apply. The program kicks off October 28th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew. We talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning the $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. Celebrities like Emily Blunt, Ben Stiller, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hanks, and Scarlett Johansson have all been vocal about their opposition to AI in the entertainment business. Yesterday in the Beats, I mentioned Tilly Norwood, an AI actress who even has an Instagram account and whose creator says she will probably be signed by a talent agency soon. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with actors. One in particular, Melissa Barrera, who has been part of the Scream franchise, recently said that any agency that signs an AI performer should be boycotted. Two prominent talent agencies, the William Morris Endeavor and the Gersh Agency, have vowed they will not sign the Tilly Norwood creation or other AI actors. According to Yahoo Entertainment, a representative from the William Morris Endeavor says they only represent humans. That's a very admirable stance. I just wish when they represented me, they would have returned my calls quicker. Seriously, though, it is a small victory. I hope the momentum continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.